We've been speaking in recent shirim about the halachot of the Beit HaKnesset and certain aspects of tefillah in the Beit HaKnesset. And one of the questions that is very much in people's minds, or at least some people's minds at the moment, is that when Be'ezrat Hashem, this pandemic is over and life is able to return to either normality or a new form of normality, will people feel any compulsion to come back to shul, or will they have got quite comfortable in their own garden minyanim or street minyanim or whatever it is, and feel that it's not really necessary for them to come back to shul? They can have tefillah b'tzibur in another context, and that suits them better. So, of course, there are lots of considerations here. There's certainly the sociological considerations and trying to establish why some people prefer to daven in a shul with a community. Some people prefer to daven in a more intimate setting, not in a shul. And no doubt some of the motivations to be davening in a private garden or house minyan are very positive motivations. Possibly some of them are less so. But I don't want to deal with those aspects of the equation now, but rather to look at the halachic considerations. Are there grounds to convince people that they should come back to shul, besides the fact that maybe the seats are more comfortable and the kiddush is better? Though, of course, it's possible that the seats aren't more comfortable and the kiddush isn't better. So there's a Gemara in Masechet Brachot in the first perek, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, which says, Tana Abba Binyamin Omer, Ain Tfilah Shel Adam Nishmat Ela Beit HaKnesset, that a person's tefillah is only heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they are davening in a Beit HaKnesset. A Beit HaKnesset is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, hangs out or inhabits that place, and therefore even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipresent and is everywhere, nevertheless he's particularly attentive to prayer in shul. And the Gemara there also says that Rabbi Yitzchak says that Minayin Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Matzui Beit HaKnesset, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in a shul in a way that he's not present elsewhere? So we see that the Gemara is indicating to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in shul when he's not there in the same way if we're praying in another location. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Seif Tet says that Yishtadel Adam Nitpalel Beveit HaKnesset Im HaTzibur, a person should do their best to try and daven in a shul together with the congregation. So that doesn't mean to say that it's an absolute necessity, because the expression yishtadel means the person should do their best, they should try, but it's not absolutely critical. But there's certainly a significant preference given to davening in a shul rather than anywhere else, because the kedusha of a shul is greater than anywhere else. Having said that, the Achronim point out that there are occasions when we don't daven in a shul. For example, people daven in a shiva house. That's common practice. Nobody suggested that it's better to daven in the shul than to go to a shiva house. Likewise, very often at a simcha, people will daven at the simcha rather than at shul. So, of course, in many instances, that will be because there isn't a shul available at the time that they need to daven. But certainly we see that in certain circumstances, one can daven not in a shul. The Gemara on Daf Chet, Amud Aleph, says in the name of Reish Lakish, Kol mi sheish lo beit ha-kneset b'iro ve'ino nichnas sham, litpalel nikra shachin ra. Anybody who has a beit kneset in their locale and doesn't go there to daven is called a poor neighbor, a bad neighbor. The Achronim explain that neighbors go and visit each other, and if you don't go and visit the shul, then you're a bad neighbor. So the Rambam paskens like this in Perekhet of Hilchot Tefillah Halacha Aleph, and says that a person's tefillah is only heard in shul, and a person who has a shul there and doesn't go is called a shachein ra. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Seif Yud Aleph also says the same thing. However, we should denote that it doesn't necessarily mean that you always have to daven every single tefillah in the shul, because just like a neighbour doesn't come round every single day to have breakfast with you, so it might be that you need to daven tefillah b'tzibur regularly. But if you sometimes don't do it in shul, then that's accepted. That's not going to define you as being a shachein ra. Nevertheless, there is that preference to daven in shul, though the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Lamed Chet, that if you daven in a minyan but not in shul, then you're not regarded as shachein ra any longer. You've just missed out on the advantage of davening in a shul. Rav Moshe Sternbach in a tshuva in Tshuva V'Hanagot Chelek Vav Simon Kaf Zayin, he talks about the importance of davening in a shul because of the kedushat Beit HaKnesset, and he says that essentially a place, even if it's a regular place of tefillah, if it doesn't have a Sefer Torah there all the time, then it's got less Kedusha than a place which does have a Sefer Torah there all the time. So having a minyan in a person's house, but you only bring in the Sefer Torah Monday and Thursday for laning, or a minyan there for Mincha Mariv, things like that. So all things being equal, one would want to daven in a shul because it's got greater kedusha because the Sefer Torah is there. And Rav Moshe Sternbach even addresses the question of a shul where on Yamim Noraim, some people want to daven kevatikin at sunrise because that's an advantageous and good time to daven. So they have an extra minyan and they rent a hall or put up a marquee or something like that for that. And he's not certain whether that's the best solution. He says, on the one hand, you're getting the mila of davening kevatikin, but on the other hand, you're losing the mila of davening in the shul, which has kedushat Beit HaKnesset, which, or certainly on the Yamim Noraim, you would want to avail yourself of. And on the other hand, of course, davening in the shul, you've got kedushat Beit HaKnesset, but you're not davening kevatikin. He's not certain which one is absolutely better. What it would seem, though, is that certainly there's, all things being equal, there's a preference that one should daven in a shul because of Kedushat Beit HaKnesset. Sometimes that's not going to be equal, so it might be that if a person, you know, lives a long way from shul and on Friday nights it's difficult and it's cold and young children wanting to eat, etc., so then davens in a private minyan in a house, that would seem to be acceptable. But to do this on a regular basis, or just for convenience, or because you prefer the company, then there are halakhic questions which need to be addressed. Obviously, looking ahead, what shuls need to do is try and make themselves as attractive to people as the private minyanim are as well. Of course, in part, it might be that the very nature of a private minyan is that it's not a shul, and therefore it's difficult to make the shul attractive in that way. But we certainly have to do our best to make people want to daven in shul, not just because of Kedushat Beit HaKnesset, but for other reasons as well, or certainly to give people reason to want to come and avail themselves of the Kedushat Beit HaKnesset. Adkan.